yes, I hate an inconsistent barber or an unprofessional barber the most. Like, that shit irritates me.
Bro, we sound like women. I'm sorry. Like, we
just dog, shut up. Like,
we sound like women, bro. I'm Jesse, sorry.
Jesse's trying to turn this into a relationship.
No, we sound like females. Like, cut that out.
How? We just talking about barbers, nigga.
Bitches and Instas Jokes Podcast.
Oh no. And that's how we get
Was that your one? Was that your one?
We never get season two off that.
Okay. Welcome back to the It's Just Jokes Podcast. My name is Joshua Chavin, aka Slim Balor, aka Baby Giannis, aka Mr. Take Your Girl in Front of Your Face. I am here with my co-hosts, as always, first, Jesse Pink.
What it be.
A.K.A. Dolomite P, A.K.A. Baby Samoa Joe, A.K.A. Groovy Grizzly. Why? Because he keeps it raw on you hoes. Next, Kobe Price.
I'm scared.
A.K.A. the homie Kobe, A.K.A. Mr. The Price is Right, A.K.A. Kobe. And last but certainly not least, Derek Small.
Let's go!
A.K.A. D Smalls, A.K.A. Anthony Mackie Jr., A.K.A. Damn, Derek, where'd you find this pot? Shout out to D Will. For everything behind the scenes, we appreciate you. Shout out to Dre for the intro music. And this is the No Philly Pod. So what that means, no filter, no cuts, no edits, no topics. We're just kind of like winging this one, trying something new. Maybe this will return. Maybe this won't. But that's where we're at today. So
something tells me that this after today is not going to return. I don't know what it is. But I feel like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, they're going to be like, hey, you guys can't do that again. We're not allowing
they're gonna call us directly.
Josh gets a personal call. It's like, I don't recognize the zip code. Hello?
It just says private number.
Hello? Nigga, don't do that shit again. Just hang up. It's like, okay. I don't
know. Gonna be some shit Derek say. I'm going to be like, all right, well, we can't do that now.
Me? You know I ain't the problematic one on this podcast.
Look, okay, Derek. Okay, what we're not about to do is be like toxic people out here and not be accountable for what we do. Okay? That's what we're not about to do out here. Like 90% of people on Twitter that give relationship advice. We're not finna do that right now. Okay? Be accountable.
Oh, you mean the ones that say like they're very flawed, but then they just continue to live their lives without changing?
Yeah, like the ones that say like they're a beautiful disaster.
Look,
we gotta address this. Y'all dropping too many subliminals. I need some names. I need some names. Who are y'all talking about?
I don't. Oh, hey, I'm Bennett. I'm Bennett, and I'm not in it.
I was in it, but then I got out of it.
Oh wow, oh. that's a double entendre. If you know Jesse, if you know, you know. But yeah, guys. So, what's the word?
Why did we agree to do this? Why did we decide?
Hey, it was your idea. It was your idea.
We should have just done like a LeBron versus like Jordan or something. Like, why did we do this?
I think old men are tired of hearing this debate. They're gonna constantly say LeBron.
Old men?
No, old men are gonna say Jordan.
No, I corrected myself. I'm in Jordan. Yeah.
Speaking of this debate, this is a barbershop debate, but I kind of wanted to ask about this. How's your barbershop experience been since, like, COVID? Like, how have y'all been treated in there?
It'd be making me nervous. I'm a barbershop. But, I mean, he gets me. Like, you know, my hair be cool, but don't none of the barbers be having no mask when I walk up in there.
Oh, no.
I'd be slightly nervous, like, when I go up in that bitch. I'd be slightly nervous.
I mean, you in St. Louis, so.
Not even St. Louis. That's the wild part. I'd be having to drive half an hour to get my hair cut. I get my hair cut in Belleville, Illinois.
Oh, yeah. That's why. Yeah. Ain't nothing out there. What do you mean?
I'd be having to drive a whole half hour. I'd be passing Harris Stowe on the way. I'd be on the highway. I'd be seeing all that.
Why do you drive so far for your haircut if you near St. Louis?
Because these St. Louis niggas don't know how to cut hair. That's why.
That's facts?
That's why. Yeah, I said it.
Really?
No, they don't.
Bro, my experience has been trash in St. Louis. Josh knows about the first dude was just a straight weirdo, never going back to him ever.
How so please explain.
He said something, Kobe, it was really unvalid. I don't even want to repeat it. For
no, I'll say it, this is no filter, go ahead, let it out.
Dude, it's been so long it might even be butchered. He said, oh, I said, so dude knew I work at a high school as a counselor, and then he was like, so you don't be like checking out any of the students?
No, like,
I was like, bro, see,
wow.
I
told him,
bro,
oh,
I was like
yeah. That's really a pedophile, sir.
I told Josh, I sat in the chair, I was like, never coming back here again. Never.
Well, first, he can't cut like that. Like, he okay, but it's not, it ain't.
His cuts ain't even great either.
You know how you have, like, your problematic, like, fave artists or whatever, and, like, they're super problematic, but then the work that they put out, it's like, ah.
That was, like, R. Kelly for, like, 20 years.
That was like R. Kelly for a lot of people, Kanye.
That was Kanye until up to recently.
You know, Wayne for a lot of people, but it's just, like, but he not that. You know what I'm saying? He's, like, the Tory Lanez of barbers. Like, he okay. But he ain't like cold like that to where I'm gonna be like, that's my guy, you know what I mean? Like,
and then he wasn't at a shop, Kobe. I had to pull up to a plaza and walk inside of a salon, and then he had a booth like in a salon type shit. So that was the first L. The second L was
Hold up. On top of that, he don't even use a razor.
Wait, what do you mean?
He don't to like line you up?
But like what do you
Just used like the clippers.
He uses the clippers. That's what he's saying.
No razor. He's like, yeah, I pride myself in making it look like a razor. And I was like, it don't.
It don't look like a razor, though.
He said it don't look like a
razor. How do you, I'd have no clue how that would work out, but I mean.
So like, you know how your barber like lines you regularly before he uses the razor? He would just do that. He just never used the razor part.
Yeah. So you know, good. Like, you know how like barbers will like whip out that razor if they got new clientele because they really want it to be really fresh to where like you're coming back.
You guys are talking about the blade, right? You're talking about the blade.
Yeah.
So he doesn't use the blade.
He doesn't. No.
But he doesn't use the actual like the razor.
Yeah. He uses the clippers. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I got confused. I thought he didn't even do that. I thought he would use the one that he would cut like with the. The guard, and I thought he tried to use that for your line. That's why I thought that's so you could see why I was so scared for Derek. No, for the blade, that's actually that's not as bad because I know some barbers.
I don't trust a barber that don't use the blade, bro. Period. Like, no, don't. I don't. I can't.
Fun
do
fact:
it.
Obama doesn't use a blade.
Well, I mean, Obama would also be dropping bombs in the Middle East. So,
right, you know. Bro.
Wow,
dropping bombs. We call that man Barry Bombs around here. Like, we don't be playing around here. Call that man Barry Bombs.
No, I get the blade, but at first I thought you were just saying he uses the guard for a line. I was about to say, oh, this man needs to get arrested.
You have to use the blade because it makes your clientele's haircut even last longer. You know?
Yeah, like, last longer and sharper.
Like, I definitely, my barber, shout out to Mario.
On the beard, too?
Mario, be definitely using it for my beard. So, yeah. Them niggas weird over there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, no, it's not as egregious as I thought. I thought he was just out here just guard. I'm a sucker. That's still pretty
guard.
Bad. Yeah.
Guard.
Well, what else were you saying, Derek?
No, bro. So then that was the first L with old dude. Then I proceeded to then start going to like a barbershop near my high school that I work at. And it was cool for like a solid maybe 3-4 months. But then, like, the barber who was cutting my hair at the time, he had, like, back surgery or something, and he just had to, like, stop cutting hair altogether, I think. So then I start going to the owner of the shop, right? So, like, just quick poll check. How many of you all believe the owner of a barbershop should be, like, probably, if they not the first best in the shop, at least the second, right? Like,
yeah, they need to be able to cut hair,
right?
If you're not three. Like, they need to be two or something. They need to be cold.
Exactly, right? Like, that makes sense, right? Like, for you to be the owner and be able to be, like, the best barber, right? Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Just checking. Okay. Make sure it makes sense. Bro, I didn't notice it at first, and I don't know how, but one specific break I was at home, I looked in the mirror. This nigga had been slowly pushing my hairline back. I was so pissed. I mean, damn. I was like, bro, I cannot keep going to this dude. And I didn't even peep it at first, bro, until I went home and I was like brushing my hair and I looked in the mirror. I was like, I know you lying. I was like, bro, like my shit all the way back here. I'm like, nah. Mm-mm. So then he never heard from me again.
What was the giveaway? Like, how did you notice it was so far back?
I could see the distinction between like where the hair was trying to grow versus like where the hair was. And, like,
hell no, you say it was lighter up top.
I was so mad.
You looked a little two-tone at the top, G.
That's funny.
So then after that, I had used Booksy, which is how I found the first dude I told y'all about. I had went on Booksy again, but I was really just searching. I was like, okay, like, because some people put their portfolio on there and you can see how they cut. So I'm like, who looks the best? Who looks the best? I don't care if it's in Illinois. I don't care if it's in Missouri. Like, who cares? And then that's how I found where I'm going to now. And he'd be using the razor. He'd be using these sprays, you know, all these different products. Like, dude does the full thing. So
I don't know, bro. I think for me, you know, when I had to, when I head to Michigan, bro, I'm gonna have to just head on back home, bro. I got my hair cut one time, two summers ago, and I ain't never doing it again, bro. I'm never doing it again. The Michigan barber is different, man. First of all, some people lead you to the wrong place and try to tell you to go to a barber shop. You end up at a fucking farmer's market. I'll never forget that. I was in the summer research program, man, and I asked one of the leaders. I said, hey, you know where I can go get a decent lining at? He going to give me a dress for a lining. I said, okay, it's fine. Hop in the lift, head there. I'm walking up to it. I'm like, son, this is like a farmer's market. Like, this not – they line up mangoes here? What is this, right? I'm like, is this? I'm trying to call the man. The man's phone is dead. Or, like, the man's not taking any calls. I'm over here heated. I eventually get to a barber that's on the main strip of where the university is. This barber was decent, but what I told him, I said, hey, you know, at the time, my hair was longer than what it is now. I said, hey, bro, just get rid of the stragglers in my afro. I want my big 70s afro. He did one, like, little strag. Bro, this much hair was taken off. I was like, I never. They done it for me. For the whole state of Michigan, they've done it for me. Fuck you, niggas. I don't want no part of y'all. Y'all do some fucked up shit. I'm so happy I didn't tell him to do my lining that day, because then I really would have been gone. So, like, I don't want to do it no more.
You would have had some do-rags. You would have been wearing do-rags 24/7.
I definitely would have been wearing do-rags. No. Oh, my God.
Yeah. A barber is an essential barber that can get you right is key. You need a good barber.
Yeah, for sure. My barbershop experience has been, decent throughout quarantine. At first I was just having my uncle bring me down even. And that was for up until I want to say July, August, because I went home in July, I think. And then I saw my barber, shout out to Mario. I saw my barber at home. And then I was like, okay, I can start doing this a little bit more regularly when I came back out here. My barber out here is cold, dog. I ain't gonna hold you, man. Like, I go like 35, 40 minutes out of my way. Don't even mind it. That son, shout out to Clay. You getting me right. So, yeah, but the experience, like, everybody in there has a mask on. They have like plexiglass in between each seat, all that kind of stuff. So, and I pretty much go on like a Tuesday or Wednesday morning at like 10 a.m. when the shop or something opens. So, like, I'm pretty much in there with only a few people. So I feel pretty good about it. So, yeah, I haven't had no problems with my experience, you know, since this personal pan pizza has started.
Yeah, like this panini. This panini's been interesting, but it has not done anything for me on the barber side, because as y'all know, I just like let my hair grow out. So, you know, I like the kind of like rough aesthetic. So I always tell Mario after I get my hair cut done, I always go like, all right, nigga, I'll see you next year. And it'll be like, son, it's March. I'll see you next year. Because I'll just ride out the rest of the year just letting it grow.
Yeah. What about you, Cole? Going to them Dominicanos or Cubanos?
They line
Which
you
one is it? Shady? Which one is it?
No, I don't go to either one, man. I'd be honestly, they're Haitians up in there. Like they're
no the Haitians.
Oh, so they definitely lined you up with a machete.
Yeah, they're Haitian. I'm trying to think. I think there's only one person in there who. Well, I guess not two, because they've kind of flipped out barbers since I've been going there for the past 16-18 months, however long I've lived there. But no, man, I mean they're smooth. I kind of going back to what Derek was saying, when I first started going there, I started going to the owner of the shop, and he's the first chair. And he's cool. Like he's not bad. Like he does good work, but that connection wasn't there. Like you know when something just isn't there.
Yeah.
Then I went to oddly enough, like we all know the rule, like don't ever go to the barber like towards the back. Like don't do that.
Your barber either got to have a fresh lineup himself or he got to be bald. I don't know what it is. Like, it's one of the two. Like, he either has to, like, have, like...
You forgot people, barbers with braids or, like, dreads. Some of them...
Yeah. Shout out to Get Bean. Shout out to Get Bean. Because he began them lineups too, bro. For real.
Dang, all my barbers got their hair braided down. And now think about it. Yeah, they all had their hair braided at some point.
Nigga, they're Cubans or Dominicans.
They're Haitians.
They're from the Caribbeans. Yes.
They all had their hair braided. I'm thinking about it. But no, so I went to the barber like further down because for some reason, like the owner, he was like, he was either not there. He was extra busy. And I could tell this barber knew what he was doing because I've seen him cut before. First cut that he gave me, I felt like $1 million. I was like, oh, this guy knows where it's at. This dude is everything, but he was inconsistent in terms of availability. Like
I hate that.
I was so mad. And he was also inconsistent in terms of like, he gave me one, probably gave me one, like not as good cut, but he just was like, you would never know. I remember one time I called the barbershop, it must've been like 3:30. And I was calling like, as I was getting in my car, I only lived like 10, 15 minutes away from the barbershop. Maybe it was 3:00. And I said, are you going to be here? Is he going to be here at 3:30? He said, yeah, I'm still cutting hair right now, so I'll be here. I hop in my car, maybe 3:10, 3:15. I get the barbershop at 3:30. He's gone. And be like, oh, yeah, he dipped like 20 minutes ago. I'm like, I thought he was cutting hair at somebody else's head. I'm like, yeah, man, he just left. And then like, I haven't seen him since. Like, and that was in the summer, so what's I just wild, think he just dipped.
What's wild is that it's 3:30 now in Chicago. That's the wild part. I was fucking with you. Wow.
Then I went to Buster. I went to this dude's named TJ. He's actually the best barber I've had since I moved. He has the quality. He's actually even better than I forget his name now.
It don't matter because he moved on now, sis. He's in your rear view.
You know what? I'm glad you said that, Josh, because this is really funny. I'm like, wow, the way how niggas talk about barbers not being there for them, this really sounds like how women feel about us not being there for them. Damn.
You know what? I'm not turning this into a relationship podcast. No. Wild. I swear to God, I will end this meeting. Wild. I will end all of this.
You know, it's just like Kobe.
So anyways,
Kobe had a dick appointment and like
back in Colombia when I graduated. God damn it. I was trying to save you, Kobe.
I had a what? I had a what? I'm gonna repeat myself like Dr. Umar Johnson. I had a what?
You had a dick appointment, basically.
That's a somebody removed this from the Zoom. First off, these are lies. These are scandalous lies.
Hey, Derek, mute him. You gotta mute him, bro.
Mute him. We said no filter. We said no.
I did it too.
Yes.
Hey, I'm over here like to hear on the All Deaf podcast. Yeah. I'm like mute.
What were you saying about Colombia before these scandalous lies were being put on my name?
I went to a dude that graduated, I think, my junior year. I think he graduated my junior year. Or was it my senior year?
Which one?
Sean?
It would have been no
senior year, right?
Because he would have graduated even before me. So if you're talking about yo-yo,
oh yeah, it would have been my junior year.
Yeah.
So I went to him up until my junior year. He was cool. He was really good. And then the person behind him, he could cut, but he wasn't consistent with his schedule. Then I went to this shop, a dude named St. Louis. That's just what he was called. He's from St. Louis. he was cool, but again, like his scheduling wasn't consistent. Then this dude named Q. He pissed me off the most because Q is cold.
Kobe, you talk about inconsistent but cold barbers. Josh about to tell you.
Bro. Q could cut some hair, bro. Like, he's cold. But, like, he set it up through Booksy, had his own shop and everything. Cool. I remember one time I set a 10:30 appointment. It was, like, Friday morning. I had shit to do that afternoon, right? Cool. So I get over there at 10:30. Like, I walk up to the spot at 10:30. Door's locked. Nobody's there. Sitting there waiting. 10:45, 10:50 comes. I'm like, bro, what? So I call this man through Booksy or whatever. I'm like, yo, bro, like, I'm here. Like, you know, what's up? Like, you know, are you going to be able to? He's like, oh, yeah, my bad. Like, I'll be up there in 5 minutes or whatever. So he comes up, cut, and he's, like, cutting me like nothing happened. I'm like, dog, like, you can't, like, this is not professional whatsoever. Like, you can't be having, like, a 10:30 time on Booksy. If you don't want to cut hair that early, that's fine. That's your prerogative. You a barber. Don't have it on Booksy, bro. Like, don't have it. So finally, I went to this dude, Chops, cold barber. Super funny, super nice, super professional. If you have a 6:30 appointment, even if he has somebody in the chair, he's going to do his best to have you in that chair 6:35, 6:40 at the very latest. Like, he respect everybody's time. And I remember telling him about this. He's like, what took you so long to come over here, bro? He was like, and I told him, you know what? He was like, and yeah, I was like, yeah, the last person I went to was Q. He was like, oh yeah, Q ain't fucking professional, my nigga. Like, he can cut. He's like, the nigga cold, but like, he just can't do it. So yes, I hate an inconsistent barber or an unprofessional barber the most. Like, that shit irritates me.
Bro, we sound like women. I'm sorry. Like, we
just dog, shut up. Like,
we sound like women, bro. I'm Jesse, sorry.
Jesse's trying to turn this into a relationship.
No, we sound like females. Cut that out.
How? We just talking about barbers, nigga.
Don't make this something more than it is.
No. He just like, but he wasn't consistent. He was good, but like, he wasn't there for me. And then,
why did you feminize my voice? I don't appreciate that.
This is Derek's voice. Yeah, and then he gave me a fucked up line, and then
fact check. Check the facts.
Derek, go back and mute him again. He did. Right. No suit for you.
How you gonna mute me on a no Philly? This not even, we haven't even said anything that's like no filter. This sounds like niggas talking about barbershop. We might as well call this a barbershop talk.
Because you making it something that it ain't. That's why.
Okay. All right. For every woman listening to this podcast right now, tell me we don't sound like y'all when we piss y'all off.
First of all,
tell me this does not happen.
Kobe asked us a question and we answered. That's why we got on the topic of barbershops.
Look. Okay, that's true. And the relationship that we have with our barbers, it's like how bitches be trying to have it with us.
All right. I'm just saying. All right. All right. Moderator, look, come back and try. All
right. You know what? It's cool. We don't like change around here. That's fine with me.
We don't like, not you getting defensive. not you like push a button and be like, I'm sorry, I'm the realest nigga.
I just feel like my opinions are invalidated.
Shut your ass up.
That's enough out of you. Look, that's enough out of you.
Shut up, bitch.
One day I'm just gonna throw Jesse through a table and just stare at him like a
WWE. You gonna throw me through a table? I kill you first.
Like a dead. It's gonna be.
You better watch your words, son.
Like, no, it's gonna be like one of those like end scenes to like Monday Night Raw, where I just like slam you through a table and I'm just gonna be standing over you like.
I can see that.
Just walk away. They're like, by God, what did Derek do to Jesse?
and the next week they just come back and like Jesse is like pissed and it and like y'all have a big like one of those like big pull apart brawls and I make it's like all right, that's enough, all right. Extreme Rules match, 2 weeks, okay? keep it together until then. And Jesse's like, okay, okay, cool. Yeah.
Why does it sound like our group chat? We just got through talking about this.
It literally sounds like our group chat on a daily basis.
I hope Kobe comes back.
He put it in the chat. Relax.
Your words get mixed up.
Yeah, yeah. It's like your thoughts do at night because they race a lot. But anyway. You came at me.
That's what happened.
That is true. You did punch first.
Talk to yourself. But y'all didn't hear what you heard what I said, Jess.
Damn it, Derek.
You hear what I said, Josh?
No, what?
I said, that's what happens when you don't have a dad around. You talk to yourself.
There we go.
That's hilarious. I wonder if anyone would even be interested in that wrestling like storyline that we did in our entire group chat for like out of pure boredom one day.
I don't think they'll be bored. I think
I'm saying we were bored.
Oh.
And that's how it came about.
Oh, I'm like, no, I think they would actually enjoy it as much as we do shit. Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
No. You, after you, young man.
No, after you, good sir.
No. I insist.
It's going to be like, wait, what was that movie where the two black men were going back and forth? Like, I hope you have a good day. I hope you
sorry to bother you.
I hope every one of your blessings gets confirmed, brother. It was like, you smell good. What is that? Cologne? Bro, I swear to God. Y'all ever think about how much we just gas each, like how much people just be gassing up? And it really be sounding like a competition. Like, hey, bro, I'm trying to get like you. Nah, man, you where the money at? Where the money reside?
That's my new favorite social media dude. That dude is hilarious.
Bro. I hope he gets all of his coins.
He gets paid for real.
I need to see him in like Super Bowl commercials. Like Honda needs to like build like their entire promo around him.
What they probably will do is like get a white person to like and tan them a little bit and make them do where the money resides. They ain't gonna do it. Yeah, they finna blackface the fuck out of this. Cause that's what they did with the Renegade Girl for a dance move that sounds like a fucking, that looks like a cheat code. But yeah.
Okay.
Y'all never seen. So wait. So y'all forgot about that Renegade?
No, I didn't. But it's just
it looks like a damn cheat code. It looks like hit X, like up, down, helicopter. That's what it looks like.
But, like, she wasn't the face of that in the same way that this dude is the face of, like, you know what I'm saying? It just kind of started making the rounds. I'm like,
oh, I see what you're saying now.
I thought she made the dance, though.
It wasn't attached to her in the same way that, like, where the money resides is attached to Buddy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what's Buddy saying? We need to get him on here.
Somebody DM him.
So, he gonna
social gonna media manager.
He's gonna ask us, "Are you where the money resides?" We'll be like, oh, "I mean, yeah."
I mean, potentially.
Potentially.
Trying to get there.
We trying to get like you, big dog.
I'm trying to be there one day. You know.
What if like that's his answer? That's his question to all deals. It's like he want a brand with Nike. Where the money resides? Like, they can't answer it. Oh, okay, dude.
Nah, Nike would make it like a serious thing. Like it would be like black and white intro and then like some really sad like Sarah McLachlan music in the background. Where the money resides.
Nike, is it in your pockets?
I'm like, I don't know what that nigga's selling, but I want it now.
Exactly.
No, we going back to the wrestling thing, probably have enough time to do it on this podcast, but we should definitely just a podcast. We just got to map out the entire storyline just from start to finish. Why not? It's our space.
Yeah, fuck it. Whatever. Sure. Why not?
It all ends pretty much with Derek burying Jesse in a live match. Sets him on fire.
He's not going to bury me alive. He's just going to take me home. Like, I don't understand that. Like, it's just gonna be.
Oh
I need you to explain this.
Okay, please, yeah, I thought I was the only one that didn't really, you know, follow that. Explain.
No, like, I was just saying, okay, for the record, no, this is not a suicidal joke. All I'm saying is, if he gonna choke slam me,
I thought it was, so I'm glad you
could. I know, that's why I made it clear. Okay. If he choke slams me in a Bury Alive match, it's gonna be like, damn, I'm gonna be like, damn, I ain't expect to be home early. Okay. Yeah. We'll wake up the next day.
This is what's gonna play after Derek beats Jesse as he's burying him.
Take me to the don't have much to breathe. He's just like angrily like shoveling dirt on top of him.
I'm over here like, I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to.
Why you always make me shout at you?
I'm over here.
Nah, bro. We gonna be like hella older. I'ma visit Jesse at the hospital. I'ma just
just hold the pillow.
Just up against the pillow.
This nigga said he gonna Martin Luther King me. You wild as hell. You wild as hell. Yeah, because you couldn't do the job on the balcony, ho.
Jesus
Christ. So the wrestling storyline, we would come together as a faction, obviously, clearly, you know, we would come in, we would all, you know, have a heel turn, a face turn, you know, break apart, come back together. I think it will be fun to talk about for the entirety of the podcast. Derek, what do you think? How do you think this will go?
I think especially if you like, if you show the audience like the layers that we actually dug into and like the specific types of matches, you know, the heel turning, the betrayals, like, oh, that's lit. No, that's lit. Like, look, give us our coins, WWE. Look, my man's Josh. Look, Josh has been telling y'all for years now. Years.
Yo, I called
hire him. Hire him. Y'all need,
yeah, like, I don't know who needs to hear this, but I called the Drew McIntyre Brock Lesnar WrestleMania match like at least 6 months out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just saying.
He be knowing things. What? Get him on y'all roster.
I'm glad.
All
I have this.
I'm saying is that when we do the Hell in a Cell, I want my outro music to be. I want my highway to hell. That's all I want.
Oh, man. I'm glad I have the space to talk to y'all. This has been much needed.
Boy, we love you.
It has been a rough week.
We love you, Josh.
We love you. Woo! And Rashid them hoes do, too.
Ooh. I don't know what you're talking about, Justin.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right.
Josh, and I act like I don't get any girls.
I don't get any.
Ugly.
Right, bro. You missed the
game. I didn't say that. Hold on. Let's not go there.
Settle down, young man. Hey. Settle down. Hold on, wise guy.
Wise guy. Ugly.
Yeah,
I'm cute.
Yeah.
It's been a
what do you
I'm on hypnotic, exotic.
Polo on my body. Oh, man. So, yeah, been a very rough week. I lost someone very close to me. And don't know how I'm doing right now, to be honest with you guys. Just don't. It's a very, very much still in shock. And it's someone, you know, Jesse, you got to know him a little bit. Derek and Kobe, unfortunately, you guys didn't. I'm sorry, I just heard about him, but I lost my cousin and really big brother, Julian. And that was someone that was supposed to come on the podcast. He's been supporting us, he had been supporting us throughout the entirety of it. And just sort of like working through that those feelings and stuff right now. It's very weird, to be honest with you. So, yeah. Just kind of where I'm at. So I appreciate this space to be able to sit down and talk about silly shit and for Jesse to just be Jesse for a little bit and being, you know, giving us great social media stuff to pull from. I'm sure I'll be looking back through this one when I'm putting together the trailer, be like, Jesse, that sort of thing. So, yeah.
Jesse's a social media manager's dream. Like, if you had to, like, cut a clip, Jesse's the man. But, no, for sure, man. You know we love you. Be here for you for, dude, this is a difficult time. Yeah. I know it's been rough, but you know we got your back every step of the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. I mean, you know, Jesse says this all the time. Like, people call each other brother or friend. Like, you know, we really mean that. So, you know. Whatever you need, talking wise, you know, that's why we do these type of things, and that's why we fellowship, you know.
Sure.
And you and your family are definitely in our prayers. So, for sure.
Yeah, man, thoughts and prayers to your family, and thoughts and prayers to you and your family. And we're just gonna pray, and we're just gonna say that he can finally rest and he's in a better place. And that's where I'm going to keep it at. Cause I cried 3 times when that happened, but I am hoping that he's in a better place. So yeah.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Were there any memories that you want to reflect on or just want to talk about or not really?
Yeah.
Oh man, too many, honestly. So Julian and I were 3.5 years apart. So he was like going through, so when he was a freshman in college, I was a freshman in high school and all that sort of thing. So I really mean that in terms of like, he was like my big brother and that sort of stuff. Like, but we would also, spend like a summer at each other's house. So like, I don't remember exactly when it started, but I came out here for like a week. And then the next year he would come out to Chicago and just, you know, like, I remember there was one summer, where like our power, like there was a huge like thunderstorm or something like that, and our power was out for like 3 or 4 days. So Malachi was moved to somebody else's house because, you know, he's power dependent and all that sort of stuff. And it was just me, Julian, and my dad, and like we didn't have no cable, nothing, no video games, nothing. Like we were just in like the basement because it was the coolest place in the house, and like just playing fucking Monopoly every night or something like that, you know what I mean? Like just little stuff like that. We went to a White Sox game, and I remember they had like the bases loaded. For whatever reason, he called a grand slam, and I'll never forget this. It was Josh Bell, the third baseman, and he like the next pitch he like hit a grand slam, and we just like turned each other and we were jumping up and down and all that kind of stuff. Like, you know, just little stuff like him. Whenever we get together with Thanksgiving for our other cousins, because like I was bigger than my younger cousins, or like I wasn't like he, like I would never be on the same side with him. So we would, you know, we would start play fighting. It would be me versus him, and like, or we would do like flag football, whatever. And it'll be, you know, we would never be on the same side. And I hated that, cause like I wanted to like team up with my mans, but he was like, I understood it later. Cause like if it was the two of us versus our little cousins, it would just be like us like mushing their faces into the ground essentially. You know what I mean? Like, so it's just stuff like that. You know, I remember when I got the job out here, I sent him like a package, and from Amazon, it was like a little Muhammad Ali like Funko Pop, and on the note I said that like, yo, I'll be seeing you soon, I got the job. And like he called me, it was a Friday, and he called me, he was like, yo, you got the job? And I was like, yeah, bro, I'm gonna be moving out there soon, like all that sort of thing. It was just so happy. So both the big and small stuff, just him, you know, coming down and playing FIFA with me in my room. And it started off one-sided, and then slowly FIFA became more and more competitive. And that's the only game I played with him. And so I would make sure that I was not playing FIFA in my free time, so that I like wouldn't be getting better at it, like that sort of thing. So, you know, it's just, like I said, it's sort of surreal that, Julian is no longer with me, but you know, he was diagnosed stage 4 with an aggressive type, and he lived almost 2 years with this. And so for that, that just kind of like shows me, like, I mean, he put up through every single possible treatment that they could give him. He endured and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, I remember saying to him on FaceTime, like, he has a warrior spirit, and he did, you know, like, that was someone that, like, just persevered through it all and didn't, you know, really like complaining, didn't any of that sort of stuff. So I'm sure that I'm thankful that he is in a better place, that he did not lose the fight. He won, and that's why he had to rest. And that is why I'm thankful to have known him and thankful to have grown up with the memories that I did. And we'll definitely tell my kids about their Uncle Scuba. And one of these days I'll see him again. So yeah, it's just a lot. But I appreciate y'all for, you know, all of y'all have checked in on me and asked how I was doing and all that sort of thing. So I appreciate you guys for that.
Wish I would have had the pleasure of meeting him. Sound like a great man. But you said it best. He won the fight, and now he can rest after the big win. We love you, man. We're thinking about you.
Yeah, sorry, my doorbell's going off in the background. There's a lot of people stopping by and dropping off stuff throughout the week. So if you hear this in the season recap podcast, that's why, because we're recording this on the same day, guys. Don't be alarmed. Shit, do we have anywhere else to go after this, or is that kind of just putting the cap to it?
I mean, we can keep going, but like this, we can end it here. This could be a nice soft note for it. Yeah, we'll just cap it here. Yeah,
just let me know when you want me to send you a steak through DoorDash. It'll be a $5.99 steak. Like, I know you've been getting food like crazy.
Tell me that. I'll go pick it up myself, all right? Don't send no steak through. Ugh.
I'm gonna go to the Popeye secret menu. It's gonna be a steak on there.
A steak? A country fried steak? That's hilarious.
A country fried steak. No, it's gonna be one of those Golden Corral steaks. I thought y'all were close. But no, man. I think this might be a good spot to wrap up.
It is. It's a good spot. Let's wrap it up.
Hey, before we do, because I never fully understood, where did Scuba Strong come from?
So Scuba was the name, like one, like his like rap moniker sort of thing. Mm-hmm. He started off like in college when he started making beats and stuff. It was like Submarine Operations. And so he just attached the name Scuba. And then when he got sick, my Uncle Jeff coined the term Scuba Strong to, like, you know, to, that was one of the things to, I don't know if he coined it or if his family did, but I remember they got him like a wooden plaque or something like that said like Scuba Strong on it. So that's where he got the, that's where that phrase came from. So if you've seen me or Jesse, I think there's actually a few pieces still here to be sold. So pretty sure you guys will be, hopefully, maybe, I don't know. I don't want to put this on you guys to buy some stuff.
I want them hoodies, bro. I want them hoodies.
I know you do. Don't know how much is left, to be honest, but so
I'll take whatever, a small one, whatever. I just want something.
I got you. But yeah, that's where that comes from. So check out Scuba Sketches 5. Scuba Sketches. I know 5 is on. Five is on SoundCloud. No, 5 is on SoundCloud. I don't know. I think 6 is on Apple. I'm not on
Scuba Sketches 5. Escapism.
Five is not escapism. 6 is escapism. 5 is something else. I'm gonna look that up real quick. Okay. I know this on SoundCloud because I remember like I was listening to that like all the time.
Not even speaking.
Oh, 4. My bad. Scuba Sketches 4. A project demo is on. That's the one I'm thinking of. That's on SoundCloud.
Even speaking about his music, like, I really enjoyed the project that Josh shot for his cousin. that was like a really actually really good song. Like the messaging, you know, the visuals, you know, shout out to Josh for the visuals too. But that song, if you haven't even heard it yet, Kobe, you probably have because I think Josh posted it.
Yeah, no, I saw that. I checked it out.
Yeah, no, but if you haven't, Josh, you can say the name of the song because I can't recall right now. But
yes, I got my breath. So it's pinned on my Twitter page. Yeah. And I am very thankful that that is something that we were able to do together, because we had talked about a few different projects or something like that, and that was actually one that we were able to complete all the way through. Yeah, and so I'm very happy that we were able to do that. Yeah,
for sure.
Whew. Well, this was fun. Maybe the No Philly will come back at some point, but. For Jesse Pink, for Kobe Price, for Derek Small, my name is Joshua Chapman. Thank you all for listening to the It's Just Jokes podcast. Thank you to D. Will for everything behind the scenes. We appreciate you, sir. Again, thank you to Dre for the intro music and for his previous work for season one. Appreciate you. And thank you to King Boy and Jay Alizier for the outro music. Next week's podcast is going to be very fun. It is all about the culture. So we will see you guys at that. But thank you for listening. Leave us 5 stars everywhere. If you don't, you're a hater. And peace out, y'all. Bye.